When we think of the prophets, we often think primarily of the words that they delivered to the people. But in the first reading today, we have this reminder from Ezekiel that the Lord also at times asked the prophets not just to speak his word, but to live it out visibly through actions that the people often would look on and just wonder, what are they doing? Jeremiah was called to do this several times. Hosea was asked to do it. And so it helps us appreciate, Lord, they really trusted you because they not only proclaimed your word, for which they often would pay the price anyway, but you put them in an even more uncomfortable place by asking them by their very lives to make visible what you were saying to them through these different prophetic gestures, but which were so often just not understood. So they do this because they trust the Lord. And that's the beautiful thing about the prophets. Each in their own way, they trust him enough to deliver his word, his message to the people, knowing that it often won't be received all that well. That aspect of trust is meant to be and has to be at the core of our relationship with the Lord. Today, as we celebrate St. Clare, there are two well-known ways that she lived out this really radical trust in the Lord. One was in the rule of life that she wrote for all of the women who wanted to live her same way of life. And remember that there were a number of times when the Pope at that time rejected the rule because he said, there's too much poverty in it. You can't have a whole community of women who are trying to live out this life who don't own anything. And so the popes often tried to rewrite the rule and make it so that they could own property, and with that property they could lease it out, they could have some minimal level of income to support them. And Clare was just absolutely certain that is not what God was calling them to do. And she ultimately prevailed. And so, you know, we know them now as the Poor Clares, but that call to poverty, but it comes about because of this just incredible trust in the Lord. She really believed that he would provide for her and for her sisters. The other well-known way that we see her trust in the Lord is when the city was under attack. And remember, in her trust in the Lord, as the foreign army is approaching, she just bears the Lord out in the Blessed Sacrament and places the ciborium there in the wall, visible to them. And it was just this really beautiful childlike act of trust. Lord, I'm going to bring you out because only you can protect us and guard us. And there would be many people who probably would think that is just so naive, it's so silly, probably in the same way that people would have mocked Ezekiel and Jeremiah and the prophets. But she does it because she trusts. So there's that message today. Let's ask the Lord, Lord, give each of us a deeper trust in you, not just to say that we trust you, but to put that trust into practice in the very way that we live our life.